What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
All right, folks, back on the Boss Man Show, going down to Clayton State, right up the street from my house in Morrow, Georgia. Coach Vince Alexander, the Clayton State Lakers out of the Peach Belt Conference. Coach Vince, how are you doing out of the way at Clayton State, man?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on today, man. It's always great to be able to jump on with you, you know, be able to rap with you. You always, bring the energy and excitement. So we know it's that time. It's that time now. When you jump on, you know, it's that time. It's time. It's go time.
Yes, sir. Coach Vince, can you believe you're heading into your fifth year already? I remember we first talked when you got the job, and now fifth season already, man.
Fifth year, man. Still trying to put it together. You know, just this portal. You know, you're trying to deal with that, and you know, you're getting players, developing them, and you're losing them. Starting over is like we start over every year.
Mm-hmm. No doubt, Coach Vince. Like for you. You don't have the NIL money that the D1s have, and you know. So how has it been trying to recruit guys when you're trying to sell them on developing and getting a good education in Clayton State and getting coached by you, a guy who's coached NBA players, gotten guys to play in Europe at a high level? And so, what's the sale for young men who are minds are going money more so than basketball right now?
Yeah, you know the way you have to go now. The way you go now is. Sell them on development. You got, you know, we're going to develop you, make you the best player you can possibly be. Hopefully you'll stick with us, you know, but we understand that there's a chance that we're going to develop you and you're going to move on to the next level, you know, move to a higher level, you know, so that's just sort of how you have to, that's all you have, how you have to deal with it now, you know what I'm saying? So,
yes, sir.
It's tough. It's tough.
No doubt. And, you know, we're trying to do it with limited resources as well, because I know how it is at the Division II level sometimes. You don't have the resources that you want. And talk about just trying to make the best of what you have and try to get guys to see the beauty of being part of a team, getting good coaching with guys who really care about you, who are not transactional, who love you for who you actually are.
Yeah. You know, you sell them on that, you know, sell them on caring about them. You know, you sell them on the fact that, you know, yeah, we may not have, you know, all the resources that some of these Division I schools have now, being able to give you the NIL money, you know, but we're going to make sure that you're taken care of the best that we can at our level. You know, you're going to get coached. You're going to get coached hard, but you're also going to be coached very well. You're going to learn. You know, as you mentioned earlier, you know, I've been fortunate and blessed to have a lot of guys to move on to the next level, you know, professionally. Probably have about 35 guys that have gone on and playing professional ball. So, you know, that helps a little bit that I can, you know, lean on those guys. And, you know, I got that, you know, on the resume where they know we have these guys. And so they know we're developing guys and getting them ready. But it's a different thing with this portal, and, you know, you just sort of have to, you know, make the best of it. Sometimes, honestly, you got to look at it. You may be like a junior college program.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about, Coach Beans. Like you said, man, like you're pretty much having to get a new team every year. Like a JUCO guy would. And my question for you is this, because I know how it is when I was on teams, trying to find that cohesion when everybody has a different agenda and reason and a different why, per se. So I know the 2 years of my best 2 years we got when we was on the same page and wasn't no agendas around. It was about trying to be the best on the front of the jersey, not on the back of the jersey. So talk about that piece of that cohesion piece when you had to get a new team every year.
Yeah, we do that, and then we just do our best, JR. We try to get these guys to connect. And we, connect with them and connect with one another and just spend time with each other, trusting the system, trusting the process. You know, it's a difficult challenge, but, we go at it every year just trying to, develop these guys and get them ready to be good teammates, to care about one another, to care about each other's success and not just worry about your own success. Which is hard today because, like you said, with guys getting paid seven figures in NIL money, it's hard to get guys to think about other people besides themselves.
No doubt. And, Coach Vince, one thing my father has always told me was, and he has been a coach as well, is to excel in your role. Like, I knew on a football field, I'm a great slot receiver. On the basketball court, I'm more of a 3-and-D guy. And in baseball, I was a speedster, bunting, small things. So it's like, talk about that piece as well when you get a whole new team, getting guys to accept a role that you have for them and starting that role you give them. If they start that role, then maybe, if it's good for the team, give them an expanded role.
Yeah, and we do just that. Just like what you're saying, we try to expand on that, break down with film, showing them film of former players that are like them, guys that were similar in build, similar in stature, similar in the way they play and the success they've had. And we try to mimic that and get them to buy into that. And, I think this team is doing it. Last couple of years, I'll be honest with you, we haven't had guys that were willing to do that. They were sort of self-consumed, worried about themselves. But I think this team this year, even though we got like 8, 9 new guys, they're into helping one another, playing for one another, and sharing the rock, and trying to be, trying to put together a championship year.
And Coach Vince, how important for these young men to come sit down with you and your staff and watch film and individually to see where they can get better and apply that to the practice court and then the game court when you get start playing in November. So how important is that film piece of it? Learning from that film, to be having the idea of what you're looking for them on the court, having that game plan, the discipline that you all want to have, and understanding what the scout says and how I fit it into that scout and having discipline of our game plan for that night.
We try to sell them on that when they visit, talk to them about, several ways to grow as an athlete, as a player, several ways to grow. Strength training and conditioning. Getting in the gym, working out, playing ball, right? Sometimes guys that get in the gym, get a training, work out, but you ain't playing ball. So you're not putting those skill that you're learning from that trainer to work. So get in the gym and hoop, and then finally watch film. Watch film of yourself. Don't just watch the good things you do. Look at the bad things you do, the things that you need to improve on, the things that my opponent is doing to me, So we teach our guys how to watch film. Because if you don't, JL, you know what they'll do. They'll just go look at, Where did I play well? Where did I have 30 points? That's the game I'm going to watch. That's the game. No, what about the game where somebody gave you 30? Go watch that and say, what can I do? What can I do better defensively? What can I do better? How about the game they locked you up? What was I doing? Was I not making hard cuts? Was I not being aggressive? Was I not reading? you know, look at film like that and see, you know, when I go back and look at, you know, our team at the end of the year, evaluate our team to get better next year. I don't look at wins. I look at losses. I look at losses and say, what is it we're doing? What is it we're not doing? What is it we're doing and what is it we're not doing to you know, win these games, you know? So it's important, man. Watch film. Look at what you're doing wrong. You know, looking to improve your game, improve yourself. Spend time watching. Pros do it. I know that I coach several pros. They spend a lot of time watching film. Them guys think them guys just come out and play the game. You know, them guys spend a lot of times in the gym getting up shots, playing ball, weight training, strength training, conditioning. But they spend a lot of time watching film. LeBron, Kobe, all of the best, they spend a lot of time watching film. And I'm sure you see that. You're around pro, you know, pros all mm-hmm. the time.
Even in pregame warm-ups, they're watching the film on the laptop before the game.
Yeah.
Even then, do after you get your warm up, sit down with your assistant coach, and you're watching film and clips for the night that says pertaining to the game plan. So even yeah. right before the game, for NBA players sitting on the benches are watching film. And Coach Bishop said something very important because the Hawks chart this: how many points you score, how many you give up. And so that makes you try to take pride in your defense. That's charted. So you know mm-hmm. if you score 20, but you gave up 28, you're -8 for the night.
Yeah.
So you got to take pride in it because the Hawks chart this.
That's a good idea. You just gave me something. You just gave me some new thing. I'm writing that down as we speak. Chart that, you know, what you score and your opponent score, how much you giving up.
Yeah, because, see, that's our plus minus right there, Coach Vince. We don't do the general plus minus. We go by how many, when you was out there, how many, based on your assignment, how many did Joe Mann give up? First, how many you scored?
Yeah. Yes, sir. I just learned something today.
Hey, we always learning today. We say goodbye. We always gonna learn. So I almost got breath in our body. We can learn, man. So that's something we gotta do. But yeah, Coach Vince, like it's that pride factor, man. And I know, like I said, for me, I want as talented basketball wise. I had to compete and be sound. This is defensively to be on the court. I had to hustle. I had to drive loose balls, go over screens, be tough because I knew offensively I was behind because I was better at football.
Yeah, football was your thing.
But right. I knew I could shoot and defeat.
Yeah, and you start in that. You know, you know, and we tell guys that all the time. It's okay that you can defend and rebound. Be great at it. Be great at it, man. Mm-hmm. Like, help your team win. Help your team win.
Yeah, you know? Like those small things, like the hustle things, the loose balls, the free throw blockouts, the offensive rebounds. Because I didn't have the handle, Coach Vince. I didn't have it because I was on the football field catching balls. So,
yeah.
I could always build some shots and use my speed and strength up top to defend people. You know, yeah. So... And that's some my pops put in me. Just your other things you can be great at, son, to be on the court. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I took that. Like I said, in baseball, I knew as a switch hitting guy, I could hit the ball left field, use my speed, bunt, get on base, create runs that way. So having a father who was a coach gave me the blueprint of how to find my niche in each sport mm-hmm. to be able to be on in the lineup on the court at the right time yeah. or on the field at the right time. So I hope young men hear what I'm saying because it worked for me. It can work for you too if you apply.
Yeah, and the great thing about it is you bought into it. You had buy-in. You know, when your father was teaching you this, you had buy-in, and that's what you have to get these kids to do today, buy-in. They got to buy-in. They have to invest. And I always tell them, you can't go to the bank and take a withdrawal without putting something in the bank. You're trying to go into the game and get something that you haven't worked for. You got to put some money in the bank, brother, to be able to take some money out of the bank. So get in the gym, get on the field, get some catches, get some, you know, get, you know, whatever it is that you do, you have to invest to get a return. You got to invest.
And Coach Vince is almost 40 years old, Coach Vince. I still get up shots to this day in the backyard.
Yeah.
This is part of who I am. And I go in the morning and do my walk because I'm a routine guy. I think sometimes these young men don't have a routine, Coach Vince. They just
kind of routine.
They just do stuff. You got to have a routine there every day, a rhythm there every day.
You're absolutely right. We talk to them about that. Have a routine. Don't sleep till noon every day. Get up. Get going. Get, you know, get your day going. Get, you know, clean your bed. Clean your bed up. You know, get yourself ready to go out and have a productive day, man. You know, some of these kids, you know, they just sit around and want to play video games, watch television all day, and then it's like, why am I not playing? Why are you not playing? What are you doing? What are you investing? What are you putting into it, man? Well, you know, let's sit down and go to your daily schedule, and I'll show you why you're not playing. I'll let you show yourself why you're not playing.
Hey, you said a word there, Coach Vince. I have an intern right now, Coach Vince, who tried to say to me, "Your job is easy." No, it's not. Son, you have no idea how hard this job is. I have. If I'm not prepared, I go on the air like I'm a fool.
Yeah, exactly.
And none of you coaches would come on my show. I couldn't read the commercials. I couldn't keep up with the time of the commercials. Booking guests, getting sponsorships, doing live events. I said, son, you have no clue. And you are a journalism as a major.
No clue.
Your job is easy, Mr. JR. In what world? Yeah.
In what world? In what world? Yeah, they have such a false perception, whether it's good or bad. Some of them have a false perception, and it's bad. Some of them have a false perception, and it's good. You know, the ones that are dangerous are the ones that have a false perception, and it's bad. Like they really think that they have it, like they're getting it done. And, you know, you're not getting it done because you're not working. You're not investing. You're not putting in time, you know. So, you know, we try to talk to our guys about that. We finished about 30 minutes ago, maybe an hour ago, and we were like, you have to invest. You have to put time in. You got to be committed. Today, you guys don't want to be committed. You want to be with one girl 1 minute, be with another girl another minute. You want this car today. You want this car tomorrow. I want to make A's and B's, but I don't want to study. You know, I want a college degree. I want to be a pro. You want to be a pro? You never work out, man. You think pros work out? You know, so we have a challenge ahead of us, but it's definitely a challenge that I embrace. And I accept, and I hold myself accountable for taking care of.
And like I said, I tell people all the time, man. If they don't understand, they look at your record. I'm like, no, it's different. I know about Clay. This different ball game Clay State the Coach Vince is dealing with. I heard people say, "Well, look at the record." The record ain't what you look at. Look at the progress he's making. He's building young men's character, and look how they played throughout the season. They're close games. It ain't like they're getting blown out.
No, it's not. They're very close games.
A play or two here or there. The margin's very small.
We talked about that today. We lost like 12 games by two possessions. We said, okay, we don't brag about that. We don't claim that to fame, but you know, it's a reality. But what we're trying to do is take those mistakes and teach kids not to make those mistakes, to get better. And we're not locked in on the fact that, we just need to get more talent. No, we got to figure out what it is with the talent we have. And I know we're getting a lot of new kids every year. We got to figure out what it is that can get us over that hump. And that's what we're doing. You know, that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna get over that hump. And all those haters out there that said, look at the record, they'll see, because we've made, if you saw what we had to deal with, you'd be amazed at what we've accomplished.
And that's why I took it personally and to defend you, because I understand. And what I tell people this, I'm not saying disparaging anything like that. Playing State is HBCU without the designation. Let's be real about it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's HBCU about the designation. You know, yeah. So it's already limited resources already. And the Peach Belt Conference, with more resources, you're already fighting an uphill battle. It's not an excuse, it's just the facts. And so just need to understand, it ain't what you think it is. And for him doing what he's doing, you should applaud him. Because coming from HBCU myself, I know what you deal with. And know without warning, it's not one officially, but it is. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. JR, they have no idea. We deal with the lowest budget and scholarships in the Peach Belt.
Mm-hmm.
We have the lowest budget and scholarships in the Peach Belt out of all the teams.
Mm-hmm.
That's not an excuse. We don't use that. We're still going to go out and get players, and we're going to teach them, and we're going to prepare them, and we're going to get rid of them. That group, I think, like I told you, I think that group is here now. I think that group that they don't care about all that extra money. How much money can you help me with? How much refund can I get? They don't care about all that. They care about, what are we going to do to win? What are we going to do to win? So I think we finally got a group that's going to buy in. Are we where we need to be? No. We watch film today. We're doing a lot of good things, but we're doing a lot of bad things still. But it's a new group, and we're trying to develop them, man. We'll get there. We'll get there.
Vince, I want you to talk about this as well, because I think fans will understand what I'm about to say. If a guy's played somewhere else before, he's a different language. So if you're calling ice blue, they might know it's red and in the old team, you know.
Exactly.
Having to adjust to a whole new language, because it's like a whole learning French. If you call a hard hedge yellow or whatever you call it, it might be green elsewhere. So, fans, honestly, when guys come into a program new, they have to learn a whole new language of how it's done in Flavor State, and what you call certain coverages or schemes or certain actions.
Yep.
It's not what they used to.
It's not what they're used to. So they have to get used to that and learn. Oh, and it's a process. And sometimes some guys don't, that doesn't register with guys real easy. But here's what people don't understand. You know, last year we took a team, we had a pretty good team, a young team. It was a lot of new faces. We go into Clark and beat Clark at Clark. We go into Morehouse, beat Morehouse at Morehouse. These teams finished in the top four in their conference. We beat them. Immediately after we lost them, we're 5-2. My big kid, 6'9 kid, breaks his hand, done for the year. My 6'5 point guard, who is very versatile, who was a returner. Both of those guys were returners from the year before. We were able to hang on to them. We lose them both. And then our season goes downhill. Because I don't have the money to have the depth.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? So when we lost those two guys, you know, we lost our season. But look at the games we played. They still were all relatively close.
Mm-hmm.
And we lost two major players. But like I said, we went into Clark and beat Clark and went into Morehouse and beat Morehouse. We beat Fort Valley by 15. We beat Albany by 30. Okay? These teams finished in the top five in their conference. I'm in the Peach Belt. Okay? That's a little bit different. Those teams got 10 full scholarships. I don't have that. I'm not dealing with that.
No doubt. No, you're not. And that's why I try to tell people, anytime they say something about you, Coach Vince, I don't let that slide, brother, because I know what you're dealing with, man. And I don't let anybody talk bad about you, because I understand.
Well, I appreciate you. You know that, and but we're gonna back you up too. You're gonna see. We're gonna put this thing together.
I know you will, Coach Vince. I'm looking at my schedule, man. I hope I can get out to see y'all guys play this year, man. When the Hawks are in town, so I can make sure I can get out down there and see you. We're gonna have a game, man. I definitely come out and support you, man. And let you see me in person out there supporting you guys. People understand it. It's just not me talking. I have your back no matter what, Coach Vince.
Yeah, come on over here. Let me give you a couple of shirts. Let me take care of you, man. Let me get you some lunch, you know, and get you a couple of shirts that you can wear, you know, and let me come on over here one time when you get a chance, you know.
I sure will, brother. I'm gonna do that, as Coach Vincent. Like I said, I got you, man. Like I said, I know the schedule's crazy with the Hawks, but when I'm off day, I'm gonna make sure I'm trying to come by and see you, man, and give me a couple of XL shirts, man. I'll wear them to the game even for you, brother.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
So I rep you guys for real, man. But Coach Vince, man, it was a pleasure to have you on the show, man. Like I said, I missed you last year, but I'm glad we got to do this again for the fourth time on the show, man. So it was a pleasure to chat with you, brother, and talk about basketball and your program, man.
I appreciate you, man, JR. You're the best, man. You really are. You're not only, you know, good at what you do, but you are also blazing a trail for other people, for other young African American men. And then you're blazing a trail, and I always respect and appreciate that, you know. So thank you very much, man. Always look for it. It's always a joy to talk to you. You bring a lot of energy to the table, you know, supportive, and, you know, it means a lot.
Same here, Coach Vince. Put that relationship, man. I'm always cheering for you. I'm looking forward to seeing great things from you this year, and I will be. Make sure I come see you for sure, my brother.
All right, brother.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show. Twitter at Boss Man Show and Facebook Boss Man Show. It's the Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to the Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.